I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, so Scott, there's some conflicting reports out there about one Taylor Hall, if you want to get to that now. And obviously, Nick Foligno was practicing in a non-contact jersey, but first time back with the team at Warrior this week. And so these are good signs for the Bruins from a health perspective. But Scott, that damn salary cap, is there an issue here?
So I guess it depends on who you talk to, because Darren Dreger went on TSN Tuesday night on their insider trading segment and said, according to his sources, Taylor Hall feels that he is ready. The problem is the Bruins don't have the cap space to activate him. Went on to say that people around the league are interested to see how the Bruins manage this. Do they try to stretch it out like the Lightning did with Nikita Kucherov and not bring him back till the start of the playoffs? Jim Montgomery was asked about that report after the game and said, the only thing I can say is that I know that he is not cleared. That's what I know. So that report to me is false. What's interesting to me is that Dreger didn't mention anything about moving either Foligno or Derek Forbert to long-term IR, which, unless it's part of the cap that I'm missing, which I don't think there is, because even at on Twitter tweeted out last night, and those people are like cap well beyond what I am, and the Bruins can do this. Like, they can just move one of those other guys to LTIR and they have enough cap space to activate Hall. So I don't know, why Dreger left that out, or seemed to be, or maybe he was just expecting everyone to be healthy before the end of the regular season. But the Bruins have said that, or Montgomery said that they don't expect Forbert back until the playoffs. So I feel like you could do that, and then you might have to send someone down. Like, I think you'd probably have to send down a Steen or maybe even a Lyo, to free up an extra, few hundred thousand more. But there are ways they can activate Taylor Hall off long-term IR before the end of the regular season. So I don't. It was just odd that Dreger left that part of it out. I guess the story would be like, if Hall really does think he's ready, and if that leaks like coming from him or his camp, then that maybe puts the pressure on the Bruins to not drag it out as long. But I don't drag it out with Hall. Like, I wait until 100%. They don't want to rush it or bring him back at 85, but they're probably going to try a Hall, Coyle, Bertuzzi third line, and I think they want to try that in regular season games and not have the first time be game one of the playoffs. So I don't think it's like the Kucherov situation, because I don't think the Bruins really want to drag this all the ways into the playoffs. I think they would prefer to probably move Foligno or Forbert to LTIR and get Hall into some games, because his return is the one that creates more lineup questions, that where you're probably trying some different things, whereas Foligno and Forbert are more, you can just plug those guys back in and play. Like, Foligno's going on the fourth line whenever he's back in. Forbert's going on the third pairing whenever he's back in. So you don't have to test stuff and move stuff around with those guys. So Yeah, it was interesting, Drager's report, but I felt like it was missing some context for sure.
So I want to ask you a very, very oversimplified question to probably a more complicated answer, but I feel like it's one that a lot of Bruins fans are probably thinking to themselves. I know I am, and I'm too lazy to really do all the homework on it. So that's why I have you here. But is there a scenario where in the playoffs the Bruins can ice all their trade deadline acquisitions in addition to Taylor Hall, Nick Foligno, and Derek Forbert? Because I feel like what we've been talking about the whole time is, like, one of them is going to have to be out first. But, like, what happens when they're all – say it's, like, the second round or end of the first round, and they're all good to go, like Hathaway, Orlov, Bertuzzi, Forbert, Foligno, Taylor Hall. And, like, the Bruins finally have this, like, just super roster. Like, can that happen, or does somebody always have to kind of, like, be – I don't know, stipend?
They can do it. No salary cap in the playoffs, and there's no roster limits, so they can have everyone active, and then the only limit is, you know, your 18 skaters per game. But yeah, as far as having everyone with the team on the active roster, they can absolutely do that once the playoffs start, because there's no limits like there is in the regular season.
Okay, so it's as simple as that. Like, playoffs, it's anything goes. It's all of that. That's why it's all about the maneuvering at the deadline, because once you have the roster at the deadline, you can then it's just cap manipulation until game 82 finishes.
Yeah, the one thing I would add is, like, the rules for LTIR carry into the playoffs. So I think it's 10 games or 24 days or something, I believe, is, you know, you have to be on LTIR at least that long. But that is retroactive. So, like, even if you moved Forbert or Foligno to LTIR now, it doesn't reset the clock. It would still date to the time of their injuries, and both would be at that amount of time by the time the playoffs start. So there would be no issue of, like, they haven't been on LTIR long enough, so they can't come on while Bruins also that in respect as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So, Scott, the Bruins were not able to clinch the President's Trophy last night, I don't believe, because they didn't get the victory. But that's obviously a looming accomplishment. And, you know, the 64 wins is still on the table, I suppose. But I think we're both in agreement here that what they should be focusing on is maintaining health and good habits going into the playoffs. Is there anything in particular from the Nashville game that we didn't cover you want to go over, or just anything regarding the Bruins or the league in general? Or your BU Terriers, obviously, going to the Frozen Four, whatever.
On the Nashville game, I don't really think so. The one thing we haven't mentioned yet is Montgomery did switch up his lines in the third period, reunited the perfection line, dropped DeBrusk down with Krejci and Zacha. And, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily what sparked them in the third period and finally got them generating some offense, or if it was just kind of that usual second intermission wake-up call that they've, you know, had a few times this year. But obviously they did play better in the third period. It was just too little too late. You know, you're facing a really good goalie in UC Saros, and he was, you know, wasn't tested a ton the first two periods, wasn't the third, and was really on his game. So, but, you know, I think it was the first time in a while that we had seen that in-game switch for more than like a random shift here and there. So, you know, it was pretty much the entire third period. So that was interesting. I think it's probably good to do that a couple times down the stretch. Anyways, just not so much for the perfection line, which like those guys are always going to have their chemistry. It's like riding a bike, but you know, give DeBrusk, Krejci, Zacha a look, like, because you could go to that in the playoffs for a little bit. So, yeah, just found that interesting. That was really it from that game. I have a complaint about the Frozen Four, actually, because I noticed this like just yesterday. So the national championship game is a week from this coming Saturday at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Also at 8 o'clock on ABC, which is the same company, is Bruins versus Devils. And I'm like, so selfishly, I'm like, okay, I might be having to cover a Bruins game while my BU Terriers are playing for national title, which I'm bummed about. But I'm also like, how does this make sense for ESPN? Like, why are they putting a really good NHL matchup in primetime on ABC and like then totally burying their national championship? Like, wouldn't you want to, you know, like, you have the Frozen Four rights, you know, I think they care about it to some extent. Like, why would you do that? Why would you put it up against a primetime NHL, elite NHL matchup on your own network? That, like, I saw that and I was like, that is very bizarre. Like, I don't know. I don't pretend to fully understand TV or whatever, but that struck me as really odd. I was like, they could have done doubleheader, like, so many other options. Instead, they're going up against each other.
Yeah, I think that's probably, I think a 5:30 or 5 o'clock Bruins Devils game would have been great. But then again, there's also other things to consider, like building availability and this and that. I don't really know. I mean, I would imagine, is that game at the Garden or is that game in New Jersey? Probably.
Bruins game's at the Garden.
Garden, yeah. So, I feel like if the Garden is available for an 8 o'clock game, it'd be available for a 5 o'clock game. So I don't think that should be a big deal. But yeah, I mean, doubleheader would have been smart. I mean, obviously, I don't think it's a big secret that, you know, ESPN and Disney doesn't really view college hockey as a big moneymaker like they do the NCAA basketball tournaments and football, certainly. But if you're trying to promote the game in general and the product, then yeah, seems pretty counterintuitive. But then again, they also have a very, very new deal with the NHL, and that's obviously their priority number one is to promote a primetime NHL game, and it just happens, like you mentioned, that the Bruins and Devils are both really good. So doesn't make a ton of sense, but you know, big business doesn't always care, so that's kind of the way that it works. But that'll be fun. But they're not in the Frozen Four championship yet, right? They still have the semifinals. It's the night before, right? It's
correct. It's Friday, yeah, they have Saturday. They have to beat Minnesota, which is so that's a week from Thursday is the semifinals. And yeah, that they're facing the number one overall seed, Minnesota, which is a very tough matchup. But I'll give them a chance. And then it's Michigan, Quinnipiac, and the other one. So I was talking to a couple of the BU guys on the Bruins yesterday, just like around the locker room during morning skate. And they're like, yeah, I just hope it's not Quinnipiac, because Connor Clifton's going to be insufferable if they win the national title.
I'm sure he would be. Well, Scott, good luck to you and your Terriers, and thank you, everybody else, for listening. We will talk to you very soon.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.